It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time this weekend is the On Wisconsin annual spring powwow. We'll talk to a member of Wunkshik, UW-Madison's Native American student organization, which hosts that event.
The First Waukesha has been in the news the last few years for its plan to divert nearly 10 million gallons of water a day from Lake Michigan for its water supply.
But that plan has some members of the Great Lakes Compact crying foul.
Most recently, Michigan Attorney General Brad Schutte announced yesterday that the state wants a further review of Waukesha's plan.
Schutte argues that Waukesha doesn't meet the criteria both in terms of need and location to request water from the Great Lakes.
Joining us now to talk about this news is Peter Annan. He's the co-director of the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College and the author of The Great Lakes Water Wars. Peter, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So to begin with, can we get a brief overview of why Waukesha is looking to divert water from Lake Michigan?
Yeah, so it's a community that has for years now been sitting atop a depleted water aquifer, and also it's naturally contaminated with a radioactive element known as radium. And so they have both a water quality and a water quantity issue that they've been dealing with for several years.
And so given that and the time that this has taken to unfold so far, is this announcement from Michigan Attorney General Schutte a surprise?
I guess it's not really a huge surprise because Michigan, which calls itself the Great Lakes State, has always been what I call the most vigorous vetter of Great Lakes water diversion requests. And the Attorney General and the Governor both have always been, no matter who's been in those offices, have always been very outspoken about these kinds of things. And so not that it was specifically expected, you know, yesterday from Attorney General Schutte to submit this letter, but it's not unexpected either that a person in his position in that state would be sending a letter of this sort.
Now, this is something that we've reported on in the past here on Central Time. Why do you think it's taken this long to get this sort of reaction from Michigan?
Oh, well, the Waukesha application was forwarded in January, and it's sent to the other jurisdictions. All eight Great Lakes states, as you know, are reviewing it, and all eight Great Lakes governors have to vote on it, and all it takes is one gubernatorial vote and Waukesha will be out of luck. But it's a very complicated issue. The compact is a very complicated document under which this application will be judged. And so these things definitely take time. And so we're on schedule now. The public comment period closed out on March 14th. And so now we're still getting some other comments from officials here, like Attorney General Schutte. And then we expect what I would call a preliminary decision on Waukesha in April, and then a final decision, a final vote from the governors in May or June.
Now, as I understand it, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett offered to sell water to Waukesha in order for them to drop this plan to divert water from Lake Michigan. Why wasn't that considered a good solution for the city, at least by the city of Waukesha?
Well, it actually would be part. It's just that right now Waukesha's application is getting water from the Milwaukee suburb of Oak Creek, and then Milwaukee was one of the other potential water suppliers, and for a wide variety of reasons, Waukesha and their current version of their application has selected Oak Creek as their preferred water supplier.
So that's something that could be an aspect of this unfolding story, sounds like.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. I don't think that Waukesha will change its mind on that, but it's something that could potentially change.
And Attorney General Schutte from Michigan says that meeting the strict exception standard here is what's key. Can you tell us a little bit about what that includes?
Yeah, so a community in near the basin line like Waukesha does have a right to request a Great Lakes water diversion. That doesn't mean they're going to get it, but they do have a right to request that. If you're not on or near the Great Lakes basin line, you can't even ask for a Great Lakes water diversion. So they're really in a special category. And then they have to prove that the water will only be used for public water supply, that they don't have a reasonable water supply alternative, that there won't be any adverse environmental impacts to the Great Lakes from this diversion, and then most importantly that they will return the water to the Great Lakes after it's used and cleaned the Clean Water Act standards.
We're talking right now with Peter Annan from Northland College. He's the author of The Great Water Wars. We're talking about news that Michigan's Attorney General is challenging Waukesha over its plan to divert water from Lake Michigan. And we just read through the conditions that are supposed to be met for this to go forward. It's a pretty steep list of things that have to be proved. How close is Waukesha to doing those things?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there have been a lot of questions raised. All the questions that the Attorney General raises in his letter have been raised by come out in the public hearing process, which has been very extensive. Hundreds of people showed up for a public hearing in February in Waukesha. And there have also been listening sessions in the state of Michigan, listening sessions in the state of Minnesota, and all these issues that are here are coming out. Do they really not have a reasonable water supply alternative? Is their conservation program top-notch? And then the biggest issue has been this issue about what's called so-called expanded water supply service area, and that Waukesha's application doesn't just include water for the city of Waukesha, but also a few neighboring communities. And there have been a lot of questions from all sorts of people about whether or not those additional communities, that additional water supply service area, really has met the letter of the law and the Great Lakes Compact.
And is there any mechanism in place? You've talked about these listening sessions, but what else can be done to ascertain that, yes, all of these conditions are being met, and here's the proof?
Well, I think the next thing that's going to happen is that in April, the end of April, April 21st, towards the end of April, there's going to be a meeting of what's called the regional body, and they're going to release technical findings on the application. And that's where we're going to really find out where the officials who have a say see the weaknesses and whether or not the application itself meets the letter of the law and the compact or not. And so we've heard from the public. And in the past, the public hearing process in the Great Lakes Basin has had a big influence on these kinds of water diversion decisions. So it's not generally in the past has not been a pro forma kind of a thing. And the public has come out in droves, both in support and in opposition to the Waukesha water diversion application. So it's going to be a really fascinating moment in Great Lakes water management history. First, later on this month, 3 weeks from today, and then, like I said, in May and June when we have the final decision.
Now, looking at what Waukesha has requested, it is, on the face of it, the number sounds pretty large, 10 million gallons of water per day. Is that a lot of water? Put that in context for us.
Yeah, no, that's really a great question. So it does sound like a lot of water. I mean, anything that's in the million sounds like a lot. But there are 6 quadrillion gallons of water in the entire Great Lakes Basin. And I don't know how many specifically they are in Lake Michigan, which is where this water diversion would come from. But it would be almost impossible to measure the amount of water that will be coming out with this Waukesha water diversion. So it's really not specifically a controversy about whether or not this one diversion will impact the Great Lakes. It's more a controversy about, since this is the first test case of its kind under the Great Lakes Compact, whether legally it will be setting a bad precedent that over time future leaders will look back on with regret. That's the key issue here.
And the situation of Waukesha is part of this as well, isn't it? As I understand it, it might not be technically in the Great Lakes Basin.
Yeah, so the specifics, exception clause under the compact that Waukesha falls under is a complicated one called the straddling county exception clause. And what that means is if it's a community like Waukesha that is clean and clear outside the Great Lakes Basin, but it resides in a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin line, it has a right to ask for a Great Lakes water diversion. Again, if it meets all those strict standards that we talked about before, returning the water, having no adverse environmental impacts, et cetera. But because it's a community that sits clear and clean outside the Great Lakes Basin, as you mentioned, Veronica, has a really high bar, that water diversion application has to be approved by every Great Lakes governor from Minnesota to New York, a really high bar, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens.
Right, so it has that right to ask, but it sounds like you're saying that the fact of it may weaken its case.
Well, it's always been a controversial aspect of the Great Lakes Compact that there was even a straddling county exception clause in it. And so that's been one of the more controversial aspects of the Great Lakes Compact from the beginning. On the other hand, if this part of the Great Lakes Compact wasn't included in the document, it never would have been adopted by the Wisconsin legislature, it never would have gone to Congress, and it never actually would be a law today. So it was one of those compromise issues in the negotiating room, and here we are with the first test case of this aspect of the compact, and so we're really going to see how people really feel about it in the gubernatorial offices in the Great Lakes Basin.
And Peter, just very briefly, if Waukesha does end up diverting water from Lake Michigan, would this be a precedent for other municipalities that aren't in the basin to divert water?
It would be a precedent for other municipalities that aren't in the basin if they are also in a straddling county. So this is not a precedent that would divert water to Arizona or Las Vegas. It just is setting a precedent for other communities that are either right on the basin line or right near the basin line in a county that straddles the line.
Peter, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Peter Annan is the co-director of the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College and the author of The Great Lakes Water Wars. He joined us to talk about Michigan's Attorney General challenging Waukesha over its plan to divert water from Lake Michigan.